Hey everybody, what is up? This is Gary from My Video Game News. How is it going, podcast? We are ending this year. This podcast, I just kind of talk. I talk about what games kind of surprised me, and I also talk about my game of the year. I also discuss what you can be looking forward to come 2021 in terms of the podcast. So sit back, relax. I hope you guys have a nice end of year, and I hope you guys have a nice new year. So without further ado, let's get things started. All right, friends, today we are kicking the podcast off with a game that surprised me in 2020, this wonderful year that we call 2020. I'm going to kick it off with a game that surprised me. And that game is, actually, you know what? The whole Nintendo indie scene really surprised me, because there was a ton of great games that came out of Nintendo, and with, and specifically with the indies, right? The indies, all these indie games that came out, not all of them, but a decent amount of them, were just simply amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And one of those games that I personally played, and actually Nintendo tweeted out a recount of the year, and they tweeted out games, top-selling Nintendo indie games, and there was, I want to say, 10 games on, I'll have to find the list, but this game that surprised me personally wasn't on the list, and I was I was bummed out, because this game is a lot of fun, and that game was called A Short Hike for the Nintendo Switch. Now, A Short Hike, it was shown during an indie Nintendo Direct. I don't know if it was shown during like a big Direct or an indie Direct. I'm pretty sure it was an indie Direct. So, and the game released, and I immediately downloaded it because I just thought it looked good. Thought it looked fun. It actually almost reminded me of an old like PlayStation 1 title. But I liked the graphics. I liked the overview. I don't know. I just thought the game looked neat. It looked fun to play. Well, my friends, I just fell in love. Now, I'm a 39-year-old man, okay? I got a wife and kids, and, you know, so sometimes a just simple, delightful game puts a smile on my face, okay? Now, I like my shooters. I like Borderlands, I like Call of Duties, I like all that stuff, but sometimes, I mean, life is just too serious for me. I don't know how you guys feel, but sometimes, especially after 2020, life could be pretty serious, and I just wanted something that I could sit back, enjoy, play, and for that matter, like, beat in like an hour or 2 hours. I don't know. And this game fit the bill. There's a lot of secrets, a lot of cool stuff to find, a lot of really fun stuff to do in the game. There was one main objective, and it's, if you want to just do that one main objective, it is pretty easy, but the game comes alive when you start to go off the beaten path. And that's what I loved about the game, is that like immediately you could just go start exploring. And I keep saying delightful. And that's the only way I could really describe the game, I guess. I don't know. It was really, really good. I think it was only like $10 or something like that when it released. Maybe 15 or 10. I don't know how much it was. I want to say it's on sale now for like $8. Don't quote me. But if you missed the game, it's called A Short Hike. It's on a Nintendo Switch. I'm pretty sure it's on Steam as well. I don't know if it made it to the other systems like PlayStation and Xbox. But this game surprised me. This is one of the many, 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 many Nintendo indie games that really surprised me, and it made an impact on me. I didn't think a quick game like this, I don't know, it could make that much of an impact. And it certainly did. It was very, very fun to play. So that is the game that surprised me the most this year. So up next, I'm going to be talking about, I'm just going to say more podcast. So stay tuned. All right, friends, during this segment of the podcast, I'm going to be talking about where we have come from for the podcast and where it's going. So if you don't, this is kind of like an update to the podcast, like where I see this podcast and where I see it going. If you don't want to listen to this segment, just fast forward a good, I don't know, 3-4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. I don't know. I don't know how long I'm going to talk. I don't have any bullet points or anything like that. I just wanted to kind of end of year acknowledge where the podcast is right now and where it's going to be going, right? So I've been doing a lot of research recently, and you're going to, in this it coming in up in 2021, you're going to hear the podcast just overall. I'm hoping the quality is going to go up. Now you might be like, wait, what do you mean it's going to go up? There's nowhere to go but up because this podcast, I have a microphone. I've been goofing around with it. I've been trying to get the best sound out of it, stuff like that. I'm going to be recording the podcast with the microphone, hopefully in a, I guess more professionally. Like right now, I pick my phone up and I think it sounds pretty good, but I definitely think it could sound a lot better. Plus with stuff like the background music and the transitions and stuff like that, you're going to notice, I hope you're going to notice coming up in 2021 that there are going to be some changes made to the podcast, that will improve the podcast. At least I hope it's going to improve the podcast. 2020 really was the year that I really tried to focus on this podcast, and overall, I guess I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you for calling into the show. I know I haven't gotten a lot of people calling into the show, but I have had some people call into the show earlier. I hope that you guys do call into the show at some point, and let me know your feedback. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you're playing, stuff like that. So I do encourage you guys to give me a call or shout out, and I'll play it on the podcast. I do have some interviews lined up as well. I know I said that in the past on the podcast, but I have reached out to some people, and some people were very nice to, get back to me and say, hey, we really need to do the podcast. We really need. So I do have some exciting, stuff coming. I've talked to, website owners, popular website owners. I'm very surprised that some of them got back to me. I thought that was really, really cool. I've talked to some video game companies, some people that actually make custom controllers. I know that we have had our friends from Geek Made Designs on, which, by the way, I'll probably get them back on because I just love their stuff and I love talking to them. I have some other people coming on, streamers, some Twitch streamers, stuff like that. So if you stream on Twitch, if you want to get on the podcast and talk sometime, we can definitely hook it up. So I guess I just wanted to take a minute to kind of, talk about where the podcast is right now and where it's going to be going. So thanks for listening to me blab for 3 or 4 minutes here. And if you guys have any suggestions or anything that you want to see added to the podcast, let me know. You could actually just either get a hold of me on Twitter, which is at MVGN. You can email me. You can call into the show. You could get a hold of me on Instagram. For Instagram, and just look for My Video Game News. You could get a hold of me pretty much. If you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me. It's a very small effort to get a hold of me if you have any comments or suggestions. In the future for 2021, I am going to try to do like a podcast, maybe once every other day or once every 3 days. I am going to try to commit to doing more of that because there's video game news pretty much every day, and I'd like to cover it, and I'd like to basically give you the content that you guys want. I know I personally love podcasts, and I would love it if there was a show every day talking about video games, and that might become this. So Just throwing all this stuff out there. Wanted to give you guys an update and keep you guys up to speed. So up next, we got more podcasts. So stay tuned. We are ending this podcast by telling you my game of the year. Now, it's kind of funny because, like, I kind of have two games of the year, and I'll explain that right now. I know one of these games is going to end up being my game of the year, like overall game of the year, because I am enjoying the game that much. And from what I've read and what I've seen and all that kind of stuff, the game just continues to be amazing. That game's Hades for Nintendo Switch. I talked about this game, or I'm sorry, I talked about Nintendo indie games really surprising me earlier on in the podcast, and it basically is because of this game. Now, there was more games out there that kind of took me by surprise that they were so good because, and they were indie games, and they were on the Switch and all that kind of stuff. But Hades for the Nintendo Switch has been absolutely amazing, and I think I'm a little over halfway done with the game, if I'm not mistaken. But the game is just, it's absolutely incredible. So I think that game itself is going to end up being overall game of the year. Okay, for me at least. I don't know how you guys feel. I played a lot of good games this year, and for it to come out of an indie studio, it really says something. They usually make really good games anyways. But Hades is an absolute 10 out of 10 must buy, go buy it now. But because I haven't like fully finished the game yet, it's not, you know, I have to mention Animal Crossing. And the reason being is because if we look back at 2020 and what this year has been and what it's become and all that kind of stuff, right? Like, it's been I try to keep things rated PG here. It has been a dumpster fire of a year. It really has been. And Animal Crossing came out right when the pandemic hit, when everything went down. And it helped people get through. And there was community around the game. The game had a huge sales impact. It continues to do so, by the way. Animal Crossing is a phenomenal genre. But this game at this point, at this time in life, I guess, I don't know how else to say it, during 2020, this really had a very impactful, it was just a huge impact on the gaming community, on people that don't normally play video games that may have picked it up during the pandemic. It really kind of helps people through. So maybe that's what I'll do. I'll say Hades is my game of the year, and my most impactful game is Animal Crossing. And that's the, I mean, I've played some ridiculous titles too. I've played Ghost of Tsushima. I haven't played The Last of Us. I will say I have not played The Last of Us 2. I don't know. I didn't end up buying it. And I didn't end up playing it. So I'm going to play that game. But overall, game of the year, we'll go to Hades. And the most impactful game of the year goes to Animal Crossing. And we'll say the most surprising game that surprised me was A Short Hike, which I talked about earlier in the podcast. So, guys, this is the last podcast of 2020. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you have enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for letting me just kind of talk during this podcast. It's been a fun year, and hopefully next year is going to be way better. So, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Be sure to make sure you hit the subscribe button. Because like I said earlier on the podcast, I am going to be trying to do like an every other day or every third day podcast. So the content is just going to be coming out like crazy. And I think 2021 is going to be very, very, very good for gaming and for everything all around. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.